rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, hello. It's been a fucking long time, but you're listening to Center of the Sun. So glad I'm back. Oh my God. Okay. Center of the Sun. Your favorite society, science, and culture podcast. I'm back.
OMG.
I have the best audience. I love you. Thank you for sticking with me. Sometimes a man has to do what a man has to fucking do, bitch. Hey, guys, this is the longest intro ever. I thought this was a good idea, but, you know. This episode is not brought to you by fucking iTunes. I just got off the phone with iTunes. Apparently, I've had 10 refunds over the course of my 10 years being a fucking customer. And it's been more than 10 years. And they had the audacity to refund shame me. But it's fine. I got my refund, though, because I don't play. Thank you for listening. This is Center of the Sun, your favorite society, science, and culture podcast. I'm Devon, also known as CenterSun21 on Twitter. Thank you for listening. I've been away because various factors caused me to need to... create a change, a very swift change, but a good one. And my summer has been crazy. I'm like, I didn't anticipate podcasting to be so hard in terms of the time commitment, but I love it. So I kept paying for the servers and just gave you some reruns, and y'all listened to them. So thank you for listening. Something, a still voice told me to not cancel this show because I want it to become an opportunity for people to hold on, I wrote it down, start making it easier to accept themselves. This show is going to just make it easy. You know, we have data on our side, and whoever you are, wherever you're from, especially if you're a handsome black man like myself, I just want you to have an easier time accepting yourself. Because when that happens, bitch, we're going to talk about so much stuff. So this is season 2. And so I got a new I got a new scientist, and I got a new book, and I got a new, it's the same topic though, because all things work together. And that's true. So, we gotta report on the society, because not only did I have a bad summer, this motherfucking country had a bad summer, but I got a 10S Max, bitch. And so I got hella sources of news, like, this is cray cray. But you know what? It's okay. Let me see. So what's going on with Trump these days? Well, we worship rape, so yay America. I've always been against, anyway, I'm not even gonna grandstand on this shit because I'm over it. Like, we worship rape. We should just admit it, honestly. Perfect. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. We love rapists, and we love, what else do we love in America that I learned over the summer? Oh, we love racism. Yeah, we definitely love racism. Actually, we might have created racism, to be perfectly fucking honest. And, but you know what? I said earlier, all things work together for the good. I'm not trying to be like religious, because I'm not. And I equate religion and spirituality. Those are one to one to me, because that's what the fuck I've learned over my life. So I talk about religion, but I also hate religion, because it is it gives people an opportunity to exert power where they have none. And because if we're going to recap what we talked about last season, about, what's his name, David Eagleman, and he talked about possibilitarianism. You remember that, honey? We talked about that last season because I wanted to introduce you all to an idea that shifted me. About 10 years ago, when I first started on my journey of iTunes refunds, and now that I'm being shamed for it today, even though I got my refund, and they were all warranted refunds too. I was like, first of all, the first fucking thing I bought on iTunes didn't work. And it was like a good album. I don't even know what the man's name was. I could pull it up. It's a gospel song, because I was religious back then and I only listened to gospel music. I always had an idea that my vibration was higher, but I couldn't articulate it at the time. So, long story short, about 10 years ago, David Eagleman shifted my whole perception about what I thought of in the world. And it took me about that long to realize what I was thinking about. And I think that's what my higher self does. That's what that subconscious, like a higher self, I call it the higher self. Some might call it the subconscious. Some might call it the spirit, whatever it is. But like, my conscious brain is so ridiculously active that my subconscious brain still just does it actually thinks better than my conscious brain does. And it fucking pisses me off, because I'll be thinking about something, figure it out, but won't realize it until it's like way too late. And I'm like, oh, bitch, I knew that already. But I didn't. I sometimes have trouble putting two and two together, but it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And I'm a good critical thinker. I do a lot of thinking all day, and I think I'm pretty fucking good at it. So anyway, possibilitarianism is an idea that suggests that we should accept all things initially, but in order to verify whether or not a piece of information, say the existence of God, exists, David Eagleman suggested, through his method of importing tools of science, which I wholeheartedly agree, because I'm technically a researcher. I don't know how I have happened upon this bullshit, but we're just gonna keep it positive and whatever. It is a very nuanced and very difficult work. It's seemingly easy from an outsider, but All of those nuances, I mean, it takes a while to learn or get a hang of nuances like that, like attention to detail. You ever go to a job interview or go to a class that teaches you about a job interview because they don't actually turn out the way that they are supposed to be? But have you ever gone to a job interview or went to a class about a job interview and talked about attention to detail? I think that is I study business. That's why I'm like, how did I become a researcher? Because I didn't expect to be doing all this work. Ain't nobody got time to be doing all this work. But anyway, I'm here. So whatever. But anyway, they ask you about attention to detail, and you should always have an answer about attention to detail, how you're so like aware of everything. But I didn't realize what attention to detail was until the last 2 years. Even I've worked in research for 5 years, and I had a pretty good grasp of what the fucking detail was. Nah. So it is what it is. I'm gonna chalk it up to the journey, not the destination. But fuck some stuff that I'm not gonna mention on air. But anyway, so let's look at the New York Times, because it's getting scary. After the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, I am very disappointed in our inability to do anything properly at the present moment as a government. I find it highly worrisome, and for good reason, but you know, it is what it is. I'm just trying to log in right now to the New York Times. This bitch is trying to stumble my way here. Email didn't match. Yes, it does. What email? Oh. Sorry, I thought it was saved. Okay. I don't know. I'm just going to not log in then, because I don't want to miss anything in regards to the articles that are available. But we're just going to look at politics here. So many Native Americans are angry with Elizabeth Warren. I mean, okay, first of all, Native Americans, I don't understand why y'all keep looking to the same people that committed genocide on your population for help. Like, why do y'all keep looking to a certain group of people that give you nothing in return for everything? Your rights, your comfort, your happiness, your culture. Yet y'all need, please. I just want to tread lightly on this, because I mean, black people were slaves, but Native Americans didn't even get a chance to be a slave. Like, they were killed without any prejudice or any, you know, they just were just mowed right on down, and we just took this shit. And then the black people built it. But black people don't trust the people that enslaved us. We do to an extent, because we have to, and because we're all fucking mixed. So we kind of all have like a weird, guilty conscience about like hating your master, slave master mentality. But we don't go around talking about some, we were just basic. We contend. Never mind. I'm moving on. Arizona candidate gives Republicans diversity, but perhaps not a victory. Duh. These Republicans can do what they want in terms of stealing elections or hacking things or putting rapists in the highest court. They can do whatever the fuck they want, because what you do in the dark will come to the light. And we're watching you. Like, these people actually think they're slick. The only reason why they can get away with anything is because they all grew up together. So I learned from Brett Kavanaugh's thing. I was like, oh my God, they did grow up together. Like, every single high level white dude in the government most likely grew up and were educated in the same exact institutions as each other. So they all know each other. They're all buds. So it makes sense. Like, now it makes perfect fucking sense. But it is what it is. I always thought about working for the government, but I don't know. These people are weird. Speaking of weirdos, Trump's inaccurate claims of his AP interview. So he is for some reason being allowed to be on TV now. No. CBS in the morning. Terrible job. You look guilty every time you open your mouth, and that's fine. I think Barack Obama got a chemical peel. I'm gonna look him up. I saw something on Twitter. He was doing a PSA about voting, and his face was looking real smooth. I'm like, I don't understand what he does to his face, because he be looking good and then be looking haggard. Like, what do you be doing? Because you don't wear makeup like that. I know. Well, I guess you are light skinned. You probably have to. But yeah, he's been getting chemical peels, definitely. Michelle too. Somebody got a facelift for good reason, and it turned out pretty good. Yeah, he looks really good. Like, he don't have not near a wrinkle. He don't look tired. His hair is gray, but that's it. You gotta tear it off. I do it too. It's in my toner. Glycolic acid, alpha hydroxy acids. Wonders. Never knew. That's why everybody looks so good in Hollywood and shit. They just do chemical peels. And it's not like the big ones you have to get days off for. You just do it in your toner. I have two different kinds, just in case one runs out. Because, yeah. But once you start, yeah, actually, I don't advise it. Because once you start, you have to do it forever. Because you can get hyperpigmentation as a black person. Maybe as a white person, you'd be fine. But I can never stop because I can get hyperpigmentation. And I do not want to find out with a scar. So there are all these things happening in the government. And I'm talking about chemical peels. That's where my mind's been. But Donald Trump, he has been on a wide range of interviews lately in the past week, trying to defend various things that are indefensible, but it is what it is. The first thing, the Saudi prince, like, I'm sorry, anybody who executes gay people in public, I just can't fuck with your religion or your culture or nothing unless you denounce that shit. I can barely get down with Americans, like, let alone like a whole, like, no, I can't. So no, y'all killed that man. He had a green card for our country and you killed him. He went into a building and never left. He was with your fucking campaign people and administration people. It is what it is. It's very clear. The media can't cut that up. They just can't do it. And a rogue officer, yeah, get the fuck out of here. I also saw a weird pattern. And if you have seen this pattern too, please tweet me, CenterSun, at CenterSun21 on Twitter. Have you seen Man in the High Castle on Amazon? Have you seen, what else? Man in the High Castle. And then there's another movie, maybe about how America, like lost the war. Oh, that's Man in the High Castle. And then they're launching this, a new series about the Romanovs, about Russian royalty. And I'm like, hold on. So we are glorifying on Amazon Prime. We are glorifying Nazis who won the war. I can't watch a show that glorifies, because like black people and gay people didn't even exist at that time. So like we were just killed. There was no wear this, go here, go there. No, it was like, you're bye girl. So that's what's troubling about that. Also, this, now we're romanticizing Russian royalty people, like, girl, Bezos. I don't know what's going on. It's actually perplexing. I'm perplexed, but, you know, I hope people see these patterns. I don't know why they're pushing content, like highly produced content around some just weird ass countries for our country. Why? Okay, society. Thank you, Amazon. Just all knowing. It is what it is. So, I was talking about Elizabeth Warren. I was also talking about this fucking upcoming election. So, are you registered to vote? Hopefully, because politicians and whoever are doing their darndest to try and block people from voting, especially Native Americans. So I'm just like, I don't know why y'all relaxed in your reservations in the first place. Y'all should have been known that they was going to try to do this, because they do it to us all the time. And it's like, I don't understand how this is being allowed. And now we have Brett Kavanaugh in the freaking Supreme Court. And now it's probably going to be upheld again. Well, that part was upheld, but they'll probably continue to try to do things that are not good or not in accordance with the Civil Rights Act or the Voting Rights. I don't even know what it is, but it's a sad time. And I am worried. I am kind of worried about it. I've never experienced the world like this. But it's okay. I've never experienced a world like this. But at the same time, I guess it's the journey. It's not the destination. It's not about how you... how do I say it? It's not about how you end up. It's about what you've learned. So, have y'all ever read... It's a book called The Elegant Universe. Or seen the... or seen the show on PBS. It's a PBS show. It's a great movie. It's through Nova. And so for season two, our scientist, his name is Brian Green. So he's one of my favorite scientists. He's been one of my favorite scientists forever. I even follow him on Facebook. PBS is having connectivity issues. But there's a book called The Elegant Universe. It's about $2 at Barnes & Noble, and it is really hard to read because it's physics. I will admit, I'm weird and I still can't get through it. But The Elegant Universe is about, it's about the various theories that encompass everything. So string theory specifically is talked about in this book because it is the only way that we can explain how the universe works. So, when I was about 10 years ago in college, I started reading this. No, in high school, I think I watched the movie in science class, and I always was astounded by The Elegant Universe. But I got the book. It wasn't in college. It was after that. Because I had seen the movie, I think maybe I watched the movie again, but it really does a good job of kind of giving you an idea of like the theory of relativity, special relativity, which is different than relativity, so I learned, and then it basically proves Albert Einstein was right, and it became apparent that Albert Einstein was right when I think in 2015... we witnessed gravitational waves for the first time. We measured them or something from like some sort of galaxy that burst open, and it was great, and everybody was losing their shit, and you know, it was a good time for science. And then Donald Trump happened, so it just kind of ruined everything, and everybody forgot. Everybody forgot that the world like leaped in science, but like regressed. I think that's how it works, and I think we're just going to have to be resolved in knowing that it's not always going to be how we imagine it. And sometimes the bad things, I can't even like support it. No, I actually don't believe in suffering. I think it's ridiculous. We shouldn't even have to go through this. Fuck this. Yeah, fuck all of it. But we can, what you have to recognize, the only thing you have control over is yourself. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to make it easier for us to accept ourselves. Or let me say that again. I'm going to make it easier for myself to accept exactly who I am. And hopefully you all follow suit. So thank you for listening. You are listening to Center of the Sun. My name is Devon, also known as CenterSun21 on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Let's be back. Let's take a break and we'll be back for culture. Hello, thank you for listening. This is Center of the Sun, and now we are back for culture. I don't think I have anything to share. What have I been watching? What have I been reading? What have I been doing? I've just been working. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about this culture of workaholicism. Because I do not want overtime. I swear to God, I'm so tired, I can't even do it. But I have to, because I'm only 30, so I don't have an excuse. But I'm like, really? I really don't want to do any of this. At the same time, I think we are misled in terms of being pushed to work so hard. Other countries don't do that. And they're fine. Like, literally, like, they produce too much money, but they're also small and white, so I don't know. I'm large and black. And I'm not even that large. I'm just 6'2". I'm 100, you know, I'm, like, normal size, whatever, 185 pounds, whatever. But let's talk about beliefs, the culture of beliefs. The work thing was just, I was just complaining. But I really wanted to talk about beliefs. What do you believe? I believe in a lot of things. I believe in my ability to critically think and analyze my surroundings in the proper way. I believe in God. I do not believe in white God, though. I believe, I got that from somebody, Marjorie. I think that was Marjorie. I believe in you and me. I believe in Whitney Houston. I believe that Whitney Houston is the greatest singer. Was, I guess, because she's dead. But she had the most perfect voice in the world. And I do not even say that lightly. Like, how do you sing like that? Like, it doesn't even make sense. But I believe that Whitney Houston was great. Mariah Carey is great. I believe that I can make the music that I want to hear. Because literally Kanye West is the only music that I like. And I'm like, how? I'm like, why am I listening to Kanye West in this time of need? Of immense need. I haven't even listened to LMI, whatever, the British woman. I don't like British people that sing R&B. I'm sorry. It's not that because you're British, but you just don't do it right. And I think that you all should come and spend like 10 years in a black church singing without a piano, and then you can sing R&B. Like, literally, like, get out of here. Like, you don't even know what... girl, no. It does not sound right. And I'm not fooled. I'm sorry. And I know, just looking at your face, that you're not black American. So, I don't know. Is that wrong to say? Black Americans have it bad. Native Americans have it bad. Like, let's just go ahead and play the Olympics with that one. Yes, they are bronze as fuck right now. But with the oppression, like, your oppression is, like, unmatched bad. Like, people treat y'all so badly, and it's not even a joke. Like, how do you have your whole entire race was murdered? And we co-opt your fucking culture and act like it's okay. Like, I live in Ohio. Like, we still worship the Cleveland Indians, and I think they're changing their name, but I haven't been to Cleveland in like 3 years, so I can't verify anything. But I am seeing a change in the logo. The Chief Wahoo's not going nowhere. kid you, I'm not kidding about that one either. But in terms of Black Americans, I feel like that's why this podcast exists, because I feel like we are not, I mean, we're so downtrodden right now. We're just letting anybody sing R&B. And I think it's great. Like, I want people to make music, but I need you to make, like, music that's yours, please. Like, just do your thing. Like, don't try to co-opt our thing. Make it a new genre. I don't care. British R&B. Just like grind or grunge or whatever the hell the rap is called over there. Like, do that. Because that's lit and it's authentic. Like, don't, no. Because y'all rap different, y'all sing different, y'all talk different. It's different. And that's fine. And we keep telling y'all about cultural appropriation. And the more we talk about cultural appropriation, y'all fucking take more culture that's not yours. And the African diaspora is beautiful. We have room for more topics, but don't water ours down, please. Don't water it down, Sam Smith. Oh my God, and Adele. Oh my God, y'all worship Adele. She's a great singer, but she ain't no soul singer, I can tell you that much. And Sam Smith show ain't no soul singer, and I can't stand him. Oh God, y'all kill me. So Miss Ella, whatever your name is, racially ambiguous, singing R&B, thank you for your contributions, but we got it. Seven Streeter is yearning for your love. She is. She's an R&B singer. I would even venture to say K. Michelle. She's from the, they're from the fucking South. Like, you don't know what you're doing if you're not Black American singing Black American music. And maybe I'm being ridiculous, but you know what? In the age of Trump, fuck it. Fuck it. I don't care about nobody's feelings because nobody care about mine. And what you're not going to do is water down the culture that we have so carefully built. Like, we cling to our shit. And I believe that you need to get the fuck off. And just make your own. Because we'll support it either way. I will support it. I'm not a hater. I just don't want you to perpetuate this very thing that is destroying our society. Thank you. We're evolving. Let's evolve. So actually, yeah, we're evolving. I don't actually give a fuck because y'all don't care. But I have hit 1,000 listeners downloads. So yeah, 1,000 people may have listened to this. So some of y'all got it, but there's 8 billion. We can't get through to everybody. 8 billion. Maybe in our clairvoyance episode about the quanta. We're talking about quantum mechanics this season. Oh my God, I am just like so excited. And it all ties in because I was like, oh, we're gonna pivot, like pivot, da, 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 da. Let's make it brand new. No, there ain't nothing new to talk about because it's all connected. Literally, I can make connections, and thank God for my brain because I see it. And thank God for my higher self, and thank God for my light. Because meditating on YouTube is like changed my life. It's weird, but I used to be against meditation. So let's move along in culture. I used to be against medication. I am actually that. I think that's what's prompting all this is my medication. But I take an antidepressant called Vibryd, and Vibryd. Again, that's Vibryd. It's a weird name, but I take it just to, like, function in the morning. And it's so good that I'm pissed. Like, I'm mad at it because I wasted a good 10 years taking Lexapro and I think I missed, like, everything. Like, I had a boyfriend during the time. I don't know. I'm fucked up. All I know how to do is take care of myself. So, basically, I stuck with the program and... yeah, it took a while, but I feel like it's the right medication for me, and it has really opened up my, like, pineal gland shit. You know that shit they talk about on YouTube? They're like, oh, decalcify your pineal gland and do all this shit, your pituitary gland and stuff. Like, we were talking about neuroscience last season. Like, that's our shit. Like, we fucking love the brain. We think the brain is a highly advanced organic computer, because it is. So in lieu of recording, I have been reading and watching and doing a lot of research around some new topics that are topics that I seemingly thought were new. But when I dig down deep into the weeds of science, it all kind of ties together. And the only thing that does not tie into that is talking about politics and Donald Trump. And I'm like, wait, I've been focusing entirely on the wrong thing, but I'm still going to have to focus on it because it all, like everything, we need our egos. And I got that idea from a woman on YouTube. I think her name is like Lori. I don't know. She's like a weird, like one of these hippie people. I'm not even going to introduce you to her because I'm actually kind of embarrassed. It's kind of like a guilty pleasure because I'm like, I feel really weird. I think it's my ego, but I feel really weird believing her. But we're just going to keep on keeping on. But basically, she spoke to me through this YouTube video. I'm like, girl, like, I don't know how this is. Why is life ending up like this? Why does it? It's just like everything that needs to happen is happening, basically. And I'm not doing anything. I'm just witnessing and reacting. And I'm trying to react in a good way, but I'm like, I don't know what to do. But anyway, she told a story about connecting with parts of reality that are unseen to many people. So she claims, you know, that she can use her consciousness in a novel, in an interesting way. And I'm not going to share anything because I'm just kind of like embarrassed about it. And I don't really want to steer to that direction because I want to import the tools of science first and explain why I believe her. But basically, she said, in order to achieve this higher state of consciousness, you need to meditate. And I don't know if you know me, and I don't know if this has been said before, but I fucking disagree with meditation 100%. Because what do they tell you when you meditate? You have to sit down, you have to close your eyes, and you have to shut up, and you have to stop talking, and you have to stop thinking. And you just have to, like, do this thing that I'm like, that's not how my brain or my body works. I'm literally speaking to nobody right now. Well, I'm speaking to you, but, like, it's nobody in this room with me. And so I'm like, there was never a dull moment in my head. And for somebody to tell me to shut up and sit down and close my eyes, I find that offensive as an extrovert. Like, how dare you? I have the energy to speak, so I'm going to speak. I have something to say, so I'm going to say it. And so she was the only person on YouTube, because there's an archetype hippies and hipsters and stuff, and I identify to a degree with the hippie thing because I love a fucking psychedelic, and I love, like, doing shit on the West Coast and doing shit in the I like that shit, whatever. So anyway, but if you meet me, I'm just like myself, whatever. But if I were to choose a group, I'd probably go with the weirdos, the hipsters, the people that don't bathe. I'd probably hang out with them. I'd probably gel with them better than anybody else. So anyway, she was like, you don't have meditation. Like, prayer is unique to you. So you don't have to close your eyes. You don't have to sit down. You don't have to shut up. You don't have to stop thinking. You just do what easily comes to you. And it dawned on me that she was right. And that even if I meditate, I can meditate in any way that I want to. I don't have to adhere to anybody's rules of meditation. Just like prayer, I can't pray. I don't know how to talk about random stuff, thank people for stuff. I ain't grateful like that. Because I never had to do nothing to get it. So it's like hard to be, it's hard to take the sum, it's hard to summarize your life in a public way. Like that, you know, like, thank you for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. And like, that's literally all I can say, because I'm like, this is not how I would show gratitude. If I were to do that, I would do it in some other way. And I would probably involve some sort of tangible something. You know, it's like, that's just not how I gel. That's not how I interact with people. So when talking about meditation, I was very happy that someone validated my need for speed. No, I'm just playing. My need for high energy. And I would even venture to say my vibrations are higher than a lot of people. And that's why I don't feel like I can do a lot of stuff that people do, because I just don't think like that. And my vibration is different than a lot of people's. And I have friends, and those people are the only people that I like and the only people that I have good vibrations with, like in a natural way, without, like, basically we can sit together and just like be perfectly at ease with each other if our vibration is close. So that's who my friends are. They probably, you know, they might think differently, but that's the point, you know, whatever. And I really appreciated that validation. So I've been meditating, and I've been trying to, and I keep hitting this damn mic, so it's probably loud, but I've been trying to understand why I was haunted by a ghost this summer. Because if you didn't listen to that episode, I can't even listen to that episode again. Like, it's probably like a really stupid episode, you know, it's probably really stupid, but I can't listen to it because it scares me. It was real to me. So I've been having all of these moments of clairvoyance and clairsentience and clairaudience. I've always had clairaudience. Like, I always hear shit. I don't know. And it's fine. I'm not scared of it because it's not that serious. Like, I know. I don't know. I just choose to ignore it and try not to, like, let it affect me, because the more I validate it. So I thought the more I validated it, the more real it was. But it doesn't go away. If you have abilities of clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and cognition, that's the fourth ability in a particular dimension. And yeah, we're going to talk about all that stuff this season. We're going to talk about dimensions. We're going to talk about quantum mechanics. We're going to talk about string theory. Brian Green is going to help us out. He's not going to be in person, but we're going to read his book, The Elegant Universe. I think I mentioned it earlier. I definitely watched it when I was in high school, when I was a teenager. So, but we're going to be feeling the world in 2019. We're going to be taking more opportunities to understand why people say live in the now, like Janet Jackson, certain humans have already ascended to higher states of consciousness, because now I'm recognizing, like Janet Jackson, like her song Made for Now. Listen to that today and I was like, oh, interesting lyric. Very interesting lyrics, very interesting message you're trying to share. So thank you. We're going to end it there. It's been 41 minutes and I have some good stuff for you this season. So if you have suggestions or concerns or questions, please send your feedback to host@centersun21.com. You can also check out my blog, centersun21.com. And I just want to thank you all for listening. I want to remind you that I also watched another YouTube video, and the foods that decalcify your pineal gland are coconut oil. The ones that I recommend are coconut oil. Don't eat coconut oil. Put it on your skin every day after the shower before your skin dries. Do that. Eat hella broccoli. Eat hella grapes and blueberries. No, or strawberries, rather. Eat hella berries, nuts. Eat all that shit. Every week, go to the grocery store. Stick to a plant-based diet. And eventually, you will decalcify your pineal gland. And you will know what I'm talking about. But you don't got to do nothing special. Just do what is natural to you. You possess a power. Basically, I just want to encourage you and make it easier to accept yourself, because you possess a power that only you know. You know it. You wake up every day. You are here. You're awake. You're conscious. That is not to be taken lightly. So when you pray, in whatever religion or whatever language you are, Speaking of which, whoa, I got some international listeners. Thank you for listening. Africa, South Africa. Sorry, they don't teach us nothing about Africa, so I don't know where you are, but South Africa, I know that's a country. I'm going to shout out all the continents in Africa, okay? The Raven Simone said that. She slipped. She made a slip, but I mean, she was a child actor. I don't expect her to have had gone to school for any reason. So, and we barely learned anything. So, Africa, England, I don't care about your R&B singers. They're trash. So, whatever. Thank you for listening, though. It's cute. It's real cute being syndicated across the world. Australia, maybe. No, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all racist, and that's fine. But you can listen, too. It's fine. Thank you for listening. Also, there's a lot of y'all across the world. I wonder if my internet's working right now. Let me log into the server. I can't log in right now. But anyway, Denmark, France, en français, Spain, South America, Brazil, thank you for listening. Peru, thank you for listening. Who that? Must be a busy guy. Okay, yeah, so let's actually talk about that. I just got a text message from somebody that doesn't understand that I'm grown. So, yeah, I don't like being talked to a certain kind of way, and I don't like being watched, and I don't like being surveilled. Like, that's weird. And I just felt like a little too, like, if you need, see, but I, you know, it's not my fault. It's totally fine. You need to come correct. I am looking for a date, but I'm not that, I'm not thirsty, like, at all. Like, I'm cool. I have y'all, so, it's been rough. It's been a rough time dating because I just feel like I feel like Kanye West, but like the opposite direction of Kanye West that Kanye West is going. I feel different than 99% of the world, yet I have to deal with all of you all the time because I'm nice. Like, why am I nice? God damn it. But it's fine. Thank you for listening. Send me your questions. host@centersun21.com. My blog, www.centersun21.com, and you can find me on Twitter, where I love seeing ratchet fights, @centersun21 on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.